Well, now a more subjective study of dreams. It comes from the Humana Festival of New American Plays in Louisville, Kentucky. The festival was founded by Actors Theatre of Louisville, and each year that theatre commissions a new work for its company of apprentice actors. This year's show, a series of 3 one-act plays, is called Sleep, Rock Thy Brain. Erin Keene of member station WFPL got a front-row seat.
As planning began to get underway for this year's Humana Festival, Sarah Lunny, the company's literary manager, recalls she hadn't been sleeping well.
I had actually been having some strange sleep experiences. I had had a cluster of night terrors.
At the same time, Amy Attaway, the associate director of the Apprentice Company, took her actors to a flight workshop at ZFX Flying Effects. Think Peter Pan or the flying monkeys in Wicked.
And then I want you to bring her down just a little bit on the rope.
Attaway started thinking about the narrative possibilities of stage flight.
Flying effects are usually used as spectacle or as sort of the icing on the cake of the play. So I wanted to see if we could make a play where the flying effects were part of the story.
The planning for Sleep, Rock Thy Brain began.
And so the thing that Sarah and I realized pretty early on was that it was a sort of perfect metaphor for what's going on in your brain when you sleep.
The neurological activity that makes you feel like you're falling or flying.
Ignition.
There we go. Lift off.
Lift off.
And the clock is starting.
For Sleep, Rock Thy Brain, playwright Lucas Nath wrote about sleep problems during spaceflight. He and the other two playwrights, Rinna Groff and Anne Washburn, have all written plays about science before. They all came to Kentucky to visit the University of Louisville Medical School's Sleep Center. It's directed by Dr. David Hestand, and he showed them around the sleep lab, which is housed on the top floor of a downtown hotel.
Our sleep room is very much like a normal room, except for it has camera on the wall, and it has monitoring equipment. So individuals would come in, they'd typically sit on the bed, they'd have the electrode monitoring wires basically put on their scalp.
But the sleep techs don't sing their patients to sleep like they do in Rinna Groff's Comfort Inn, the first of the three acts, and the one most directly inspired by the playwright's visit to the lab.
Down goes the sun, your hard work's done. Good little children sleep.
A new sleep tech loses control of her lab during the overnight shift. The lines between sleeping and waking life begin to blur.
Dr. Abramovich, ever since I was a little girl,
yeah,
I was always...
Sylvie, it's not just Angela who doesn't want to hear this story.
But it's the reason that I can't sleep at night. It's led to my drug addiction, my self-destruction.
I'd like to be sympathetic, but I think it's great that you can't sleep at night.
Act 2, Anne Washburn's Dreamer Wake, also begins with a sleep tech hooking up a subject. But the action becomes increasingly surreal inside the patient's anxiety dream.
There's snakes, there's zombies, there are creepy half-glimpsed things.
There's sections of the sidewalk which suction onto your feet and you can't move no matter how hard you try to move.
And you open your mouth to scream and you can't scream.
You open your mouth to scream.
And nothing comes out but a tiny little raspy cry.
And no one hears it.
Washburn structured Dreamer Wake to mirror the dream cycle, something she learned about at the sleep center.
I thought it would be fun to write about a dream, because dreams are things which it is so interesting to have and which it is so boring to hear about. So I thought that would be a challenge.
In all three acts, the actors fly. In dream sequences, in aerial dance numbers, in zero gravity above mission control.
So it's like having a special effect, but at the same time, it feels like the world's oldest and most fabulous special effect, like the Greeks, the Deus Ex Machina. Like, I feel like getting people above the level of the set has been the goal of mankind ever since they started, like, actually making theater.
Many of those early plays were ceremonial or spiritual in nature. Now, Actors Theatre's literary manager, Sarah Lunny, sees science emerging as an equally powerful source of inspiration.
I wonder if that's part of why a lot of plays today are engaged with science, is that it's actually a way for writers to engage with an idea of a kind of divine or something larger than themselves.
It's an idea that seems to be connecting with audiences at Humana. Performances of Sleep, Rock Thy Brain are nearly sold out, and the audiences seem to be wide awake. For NPR News, I'm Erin Keene in Louisville, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.